Wow, it's a wonderful time to come together. This weather's been crazy, hasn't it? Well, this is Juneteenth, the day that I'm recording this, and I just was thinking about freedom. You know, freedom is so important to all of us. We live in a country where we have and exercise many freedoms because, our country is based on a Judeo-Christian principle. And freedom is a multifaceted concept from the Bible. Think about the story that begins with freedom going away. Well, in his generation and generosity, old Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God told them, hey guys, you know, you're free to eat from any tree in the garden except one. And you must not eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will surely die. Well, that was a lie right from the pits of hell. But they did. They tasted the apple. And voila, the tree that has knowledge of good and evil. Now we experience. There is evil in this world, and we can see evil, but thanks be to Jesus, we can discern good from evil. Now, I think that God really desires that all of his people be free, but that's not the case around the world. There's a lot of slavery yet that are still in the world. We don't think much about it or hear much about it, but there surely is. But in the book of Exodus, God directed a message to Pharaoh through Moses. You remember what that was? As little kids, we used to say it all the time. Let my people go. Well, God redeemed his people out of Egypt and out of slavery with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. The national freedom that God grants Israel becomes a fitting picture for the spiritual freedom that God grants us through Christ. It's a wonderful thing to be able to experience that. And yet Israel now, even today, is one of the only democratic countries in the Middle East. One of the reasons the people around them don't like them so much because they're jealous about the freedom that they have. Well, that's another story for another day. But I was looking at a scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. The book of Galatians, one of Paul's letters, addresses one of the toughest issues in the early communities of believer in which Jesus faced, and how to understand and relate to the requirements of the Mosaic law. You know, there's only one that was ever to adhere to the Mosaic law, and that was God himself through Jesus Christ our Lord. Especially for Gentile believers, it was really hard, because if Gentile believers would be required to be circumcised and follow the other aspects of the Mosaic law, some of the teaching these things that what Paul encountered with the risen Jesus, Jesus convinced him that the law should be interpreted differently. Now, it is sometimes a matter of interpretation, even with some of the laws and stuff that we have on the books today. Now, I'm talking about civil laws, of course. However, convinced to require believers to follow the law when Christ had already made them right with God and won their freedom. What a different gospel it would be, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have any gospel at all. But Jesus Christ, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, has set us free. As I mentioned early on, this is Monday, June the 19th, when I'm recording this, and it's commonly known now, lately, as Juneteenth, and it became a federal holiday a few years ago. So if you wonder why you didn't get any mail today or you couldn't go to the bank, that was the reason, because it is now a national holiday. It's a wonderful thing to reflect on. A pastor friend of mine was telling me, he said, when I grew up in Texas, there were a lot of festive parades and picnics and all kinds of things in the black community every June the 19th. It wasn't until I was a teenager, he said, that I learned the heartbreaking significance of June the 19th. It's a word that simply combines June and 19th. These celebrations of Juneteenth commemorates the day, hear this, church, 1865, when enslaved people in Texas learned that President Abraham Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation, giving them their freedom. It was 2.5 years earlier when that happened. But these people in Texas were enslaved because Texas kept living in slavery and holding the people accountable because they didn't know if they wanted them to know that they were free. Isn't that so sad? Well, it is possible to be free and yet live as slaves. And that's what Paul was talking about in Galatians. But he was talking about another kind of slavery. Living life under the crushing demands of religious rules. Even today in our modern time, we have some cults and we got some religious hickey-doodles or whatever beliefs that keep people in bondage. So looking at that verse that I had mentioned, it is freedom that Christ has set us free. So believers in Jesus has been set free. And I hope and pray you hear my voice saying, oh yes, I believe in Jesus and I'm free. Well, these external regulations that was put upon early believers about even what to eat and what day to eat it and what day to do this and what day to do that, who to befriend. There's still a lot of people around the world who are enslaved. Unfortunately, we can do the same thing today. Maybe not intentionally, but the reality is that Jesus set us free from living in fear of man-made religious standards the moment that we trust in Him. Freedom has been proclaimed. Let's live it out in His power. You know, Jesus is not here with us in the physical sense, but He said that He was going to send one greater than Him, the Holy Spirit. We're coming up on June the 4th next week. Next Sunday is June the 3rd, and I want to do a series that we can come to know the gift of the Holy Spirit more. Because Jesus safely home with the Lord, and we got all the stories in the Bible, and we can follow His teachings. But the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the peace that passes all understanding. So I want to take a little in-depth look about the gift of the Holy Spirit. So with that, I would like to know and remind you that we do lift up all our joys and all our cares and all our prayer concerns. And in the website there where you see the pastor's thoughts and prayers, there's a little slide. It says slides. You click on that and it'll take you all the way over to the website where it'll list all the people that we keep on our prayer line. And we do certainly want to come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But, you know, we have the freedom. It goes back to that. We have the freedom to talk to God in person without going through anybody, without going through a priest, without going through anybody. And how that came about was when Jesus was on the cross and He gave up His spirit. That veil in the temple, the curtain that was between where the people would gather for worship and the Holy of Holies. And the only ones that could go in there was the priest. But when Jesus said, Lord, I commend my spirit to you, that veil was rent from top to the bottom, or rent in two, some translation says. And that signified that we now have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. So we can go in and talk to the Father. He wants to talk to us. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants to have that personal relationship. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can have that personal relationship more and better. Because we can just pour out our hearts and say, Daddy, I need to come and talk to you. You know, we're just coming off of Father's Day, and our Heavenly Father is the perfect Father. Oh, yeah, our our earthly fathers are good folks, and we try, as fathers, we try to do the best we can, but it is our Heavenly Father who gives us all the grace and all the stuff that we need. So lift them up in prayer. Just wanted to remind you that Judy is going back down to Gainesville this coming week for more preparation for her stem cell transplant. Her cancer had came back earlier in the year, and they could continue to do more cancer treatments and get rid of it again, but the kind of cancer she had is likely to come back in another year or so. So the doctor said, let's see if you're eligible for stem cell transplant, and thank God she is, and we're following that route. So, and also pray for anybody that is suffering with cancer or anything else. You know, encourage them to develop their own prayer life. Because you need the encouragement of others. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. But, and prayer. Prayer is so important, but prayer is nothing more than talking to the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what the disciples realized when Jesus was here on this earth. And after dinner and different things, he being Jesus, would go off by himself. And some of the disciples said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after dinner and fellowship? And Jesus said, well, I need to talk to the Father. And they wondered, Lord, can we talk to the Father? And he said, sure you can. Now, this is Ralphie's little story, but I think, really, by reading the scriptures and understanding a little bit about the time and the place where Jesus was with the disciples and teaching them, then he probably said, yeah, you can do that. But let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And he said, pray in this fashion. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God loves you, and so do we.